This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live. Launching into the second hour of the program here. You can join us. Take control of the airwaves. Our number is 855-450 Free Life Freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And we've got the Discord on air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. With you tonight, it's Ian.
I'm Laurel.
And I am regaling you with the story.
Yes.
From this morning at JFK Airport as I was coming back in from a wonderful week in Acapulco, Mexico. Actually, I was there for more than a week, close to two.
But I hope you relaxed while you were there.
It was a lot of work, but it was, I don't know, it's somewhat relaxing work because, you know, you're in Acapulco. But, you know, we're there to work. We're there to broadcast. That's the point of being there. But it is a very, very nice place from which to broadcast. You know, a lot warmer, for instance.
Mm-hmm.
And the people, of course, are very, very nice in Acapulco. Just wonderful folks. So the whole trip in Acapulco was great, with the exception of the Montezuma's Revenge that I came down with at one point. That was pretty awful. But nowhere near as awful as the 3 hours that I had to spend in the clutches of Customs and Border Protection this morning. And I'll get back into that story coming up here in moments, but we actually have former host of the Freedom Fiends, Michael W. Dean, is on the line. He is on our Discord server. Hello, Michael Dean.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, man.
How you doing? We know how you're doing. You're doing great. You're on radio.
Well, I'm not in a cage, so I'm doing all right.
Yeah, you're not in a cage. Yep. I'm doing all right. I'm recovering from sinus surgery, which is why I sound like this, which may help with some health issues I've had my whole life. Actually, it already is.
Cool.
But they found something in my nose that's been there for 50 years. It's like a battleship toy piece or something.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah, there's pictures of it on my website, on the Biptunia website. I'll send them to you guys.
Seriously?
Yeah.
For real? It's an actual battleship toy piece in your nose?
I don't know if it was a battleship toy piece. He didn't save it. He took an endoscopic picture of it. It's blue. He said it was actually about a quarter inch long, which is smaller than a, and it was not hollow, so it's not something from the bad old days.
I was gonna say you did snort a lot of stuff back in the day.
No, I shot a lot of stuff.
Oh, you shot it? Okay.
Much of a snorter, but I did if there weren't any. You know, I've snorted a few things.
If you couldn't find
solid.
A needle.
Yeah, it was solid. So yep.
So wait, is it still up there, or did they retrieve the thing?
No, they removed it.
Okay, good.
Send you a picture.
All right.
When I get off the phone. So, yeah, man, I'm calling about Lynn Ulbricht and the Benefit album I just put out for her.
Lynn Ulbricht, for our listeners who don't know, who is she?
Yeah. Oh, you tell her. You talk.
Okay, fair enough.
I did just
see Lynn, and unfortunately, we didn't get to interview her this weekend because normally, like we always interview Lynn, she kind of came down with some kind of throat bug or whatever. She lost her voice, for a couple days, and I'm like, look, we don't want you to. She had to get up on stage and speak, so I'm like, look, I don't want you to have to speak to us and then get on stage
You
know, wear your voice out. So Mark's going to be down in Acapulco for the rest of the month, and Lynn's actually going to stay at Mark's house, so he's just going to record an interview with her at some point over the next week. So we will still hear from Lynn Ulbricht, who, for listeners that don't know, is the mother of Ross Ulbricht. She has been trying to get her son out of prison. He's in jail for a double life sentence plus 40 years for the dastardly crime of running a website on the internet, which, for listeners that don't know, was the Silk Road, the world's first underground darknet marketplace website where you can buy and sell drugs and other things that the government doesn't want you to have. And they went after him big time. They punished him worse than anyone else that was involved with the Silk Road, including actual heroin dealers who got, 5 to 10 years in prison, who might have actually contributed to people dying. But Ross Ulbricht just ran a website, and they punished him for it. So you have put together a benefit album? Do we lose you? Oh, Michael Dean has jumped out of that channel for some reason. It appears you might have accidentally jumped out of the channel there, Michael. I was recapping who Lynn Ulbricht was.
Good.
And I had said that you put together a benefit album. Tell us about it.
Yep. I actually muted myself. I never used Discord. I muted myself while sending you the link of the thing that was up my nose for decades.
Gotcha.
that later. It's you know, do visual humor on the radio, but it's visual medical oddities that are true on the radio.
Don't show it to me, Ian.
Okay.
yeah, trigger warning. It's, you know, it looks like surgery.
Grody, yeah.
So I put together this record. It's a microtonal music album, benefit album. It's called Microtonal Freedom, a compilation benefit album for Lynn Ulbrich.
I don't know what microtonal music is.
Yeah.
Is that like...
Music does not use the 12-tone Western scale.
I'm not a musician, so I don't know what that means. Should I, like, pull some up?
Some of it sounds... You should listen to some of it. You can listen to it on Spotify free.
It sounds like... The name makes it sound like robot music. Is it like...
No, you listen to robot music. No, that K-pop stuff.
Electronic music, you mean?
A lot of this sounds... I mean, this is a bunch of different... It's got blues, it's got classical, it's got rock, it's got EDM, got Neem Avadhadi did a song. Hip-hop song.
I love that guy.
Yeah, yep. And, you know, there's some classical, ambient, math, punk, spoken folk, solo acoustic guitar.
That's cool that you're getting back into the music thing, because for listeners that know you as the host of Freedom Fiends, I mean, they certainly have heard you talk about your musical career in the punk group. Was it Punk Bomb?
Post-punk. Yeah.
Post-punk?
80s and 90s.
Yeah. And so that's cool. How do people find out more about this benefit album?
Well, you could Google it, called Microtonal Freedom.
Mm-hmm.
Compilation benefit album for Lynn Ulbrich.
Okay.
Or you can go to my site, Biptunia, Bravo, India, Papa, Tango, Uniform, November.
Losing you here.
Yeah, I think maybe since you're brand new to Discord, your voice activation might be set a little high as far as your triggering. So you may want to get into your settings after this call. But otherwise, you've been sounding pretty good. So Biptunia, Biptunia, I think is what you're getting to.
.com. Yeah, it's the top right link.
Yeah, check your settings and pull your voice activation trigger down, because I think we're losing either that, or we're just losing packets, one or the other. Hey, Michael, thanks for the call tonight, man. It's great to hear from you, and feel free to check in with us anytime. Always good to hear from a former talk show host who maybe someday will be a talk show host again, but I don't know. I got my hopes up for those kinds of things.
It was good meeting you.
Hey, thanks, brother.
Yep.
All right, there he is. Michael W. Dean, used to, Laurel, since you're new around here, he used to host the Overnight Show on LRN.fm.
Uh-huh.
So that's a tough time slot to be on the air, but you gotta love it. If you wanna do overnights in radio or
talk radio. Is that like a good 8 hours?
No. I think his show was 2 hours.
But
it's in the smack in the middle of the, you know, the night. It was, I think, 1 AM to 3 AM Eastern time. So you gotta love being up late. And you reach an interesting different audience at that time of day. So you can bring up anything that you want. For those of you just tuning in this morning at 5:30, I thought it was, you know, could be smooth sailing going through JFK's Customs and Border Protection area. And there wasn't a line. There was no one there waiting. But that just means I smooth sailed right into a special examination area. I don't know if it was secondary, because the primary purpose was not to search bags in this area. The primary purpose was to deal with people who they wanted to have some sort of issue with. Because most of the other people in there were not getting their bags searched. In fact, no one else in that particular area was getting their bags searched. There were other people that were seated in this room. And
Were you the only American?
I mean, if I'm judging by skin color.
Any way you can, listening to what they're saying.
Yeah, I mean, I caught some of, there was a lady from Ghana, for instance, who was in there, and they sent her back to Ghana. They gave her a choice at one point. You know, and this is after 2 hours of her sitting in there waiting around to finally some bureaucrat calls her up, and he's like, all right, well, I'm going to give you a choice. You can either abandon your visa
for entry
application, go back to Ghana and try again, or we can ban you for 5 years.
Right.
And
take option number one.
Yeah, that was the choice that that she had. And so she was from Ghana. There was somebody else in there. They walked a Asian woman in handcuffs at one point.
Mm-hmm.
There were a few different Middle Eastern folks who were brought in there. And so most people appeared to be, you know, if again, we're judging by skin color, not American, but that doesn't really mean anything.
Right.
So, but I was the only one there who was searched at any point. And I was in there for 3 hours that morning. Everybody else was just sort of talked to, had their papers stamped, and most of them were sent along on their way. A few of them were kind of held in another area where they were just waiting around for something to happen to them. More coming up here in moments about what happened to me on the way. It's customs.
This is a cliffhanger.
She seems happier. Her fur is so much shinier, silkier, softer. She has really mellowed a lot.
Sheba is 105 lean pounds of shiny, smooth, happy dog. For life.
The shedding has stopped. The itching has stopped.
Since 2001, we've helped more than 250,000 dogs get over their nutritional deficiency miseries.
And saved our customers bazillions in vet bills.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Come to Dynavite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Dynavite for life.
Don't let your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy.
Come to Dynavite for help.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Smart Cash is a peer-to-peer digital currency that is fast, secure, and easy to use. Smart Cash is building a foundation that can support daily transactions for people everywhere. One feature that sets Smart Cash apart is the Smart Hive governance model and how the community can vote to fund the best projects with block rewards stored in the Smart Hive project treasury. Unlike other cryptocurrencies with voting systems, Smart Cash allows everyone to participate. One smart equals one vote. Learn more at smartcash.cc.
You want to know the 37 items you must have to survive a crisis? Then I've got some good news for you. Former CIA officer and New York Times best-selling author Jason Hansen is now giving listeners a free copy of his book, The Escape Bag Blueprint, 37 Items You Must Have to Survive a Crisis. You can claim your copy at freeescapebook.com. Don't delay. Jason reveals the guns, knives, flashlights, and water filters that could save your life in an economic collapse or grid-down event. Get your free book today, freeescapebook.com. freeescapebook.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
The Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Bring up whatever you want to discuss. Our number here is 855-450-FREE. With you tonight, it's Ian.
I'm Laurel.
855-450-3733. We've got video clips now. They're back. And it's thanks to Eric Freerock for coming out of retirement and putting these clips together again, because honestly, I don't have the time to spend on doing that stuff. Editing video is time consuming, and I've already got my day full.
I do a lot of editing videos for my YouTube channel, and yes, it is very time consuming.
Do you do any of like graphics over top of your videos?
A little bit. Nothing fancy.
That takes even more time.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So he's doing that for us, and he's doing a great job taking, you know, some of the interesting, more interesting, hopefully, parts of the show and turning them into separate videos. Because we do a 2 hour long, or it's a 3 hour radio show, but it's 2 hours once you cut down all the commercial breaks. And, you know, if you cut the breaks out, you cut the news, you cut the news breaks out, then it comes down to 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And so he takes that 2 hour show and then takes, you know, what he considers to be the most interesting spots and makes them into shorter videos, maybe 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 20 minutes, something like that.
Does he post them to YouTube? Or
yes, he does. Cool. In fact, you can go to clips.freetalklive.com, and that'll forward you right to his YouTube channel, because we're kind of helping him build up his YouTube channel, uh-huh. and he's helping us make these videos. So that's a way for you to share Free Talk Live without having to share an entire show with somebody. So if there's a topic that you think you want your friend or your family member or coworker to hear, you can just send them the video on clips.freetalklive.com, and then they can find out about the show through hearing just one topic. So it's an easy way to share some of the things we talk about. So check it out over at clips.freetalklive.com, and be sure you hit the subscribe button there. Before we continue with the calls, I do want to get at least into the meat, if not finish up the story at Cusp, because I know one person wants to compare their story. So in order to compare stories,
we need to hear yours.
To hear this one first. So detained by Customs and Border Protection at JFK Airport, waiting around, talked to the first bureaucrat. She asked me a few questions about my name, because I did a legal name change here in New Hampshire back in 2014. And she says, well, why'd you do that? I said, because I wanted to. And, you know, she accepted that answer. I went and I sat back down and then waited for a while longer. And a different bureaucrat, Officer Uzi, U-Z-Z-I, approached me.
That's a great name.
Told me to come up. And he asked me some questions, and then, you know, I had to go back and wait some more. And eventually he wanted to have me come back to another area where they had a table, and started going through my bag. So they had the Delta people retrieve my checked bag. So they brought my checked bag in. I had my backpack with me. And so he goes through the bags. And it was obviously not so much about searching the bags as it was finding electronic devices in the bags that they could then conduct an electronic search of. So they wanted to...
What are they worried that you're doing? I mean, you're so nonviolent and non-threatening, and you believe in peace, and...
Oh, well, I don't... Yeah, but I'm a government critic, so, I mean, I believe in peace, but I also want to see the end to the state. And
through non-aggression.
Yeah, of course.
Not much of a threat.
Well, no, not an actual threat, not a violent threat in any way, shape, or form. But what they're doing here is something that is not uncommon. In 2017, they searched 29,000 devices, and that's up from 18,400 devices the year before. So we're talking about a dramatic increase, a 50% increase, basically, mm-hmm. from 1 year to the next of these kinds of things. And we can get into more about what they do here. But essentially, the idea is that at the border, the argument from the government is, well, your constitutional rights don't apply. Now, of course, we as libertarians know rights don't come from the Constitution. You as a human being have rights, and the Constitution outlines some of those rights that the government's supposed to respect.
Mm-hmm.
And so basically the government's argument is, well, you're at the border, so you're not really in the United States. And even though you're a U.S. citizen, you don't really have those rights. So we're just going to do whatever we want. We'll search whatever we want, and you can't do anything about it.
That's pretty much it, yeah.
So that's their argument. And so, again, we've covered this in the past. Mm-hmm. In the last couple of years, we've definitely talked about this happening, especially around the time where we go to Anarchapulco. We'll bring this up, and we'll tell some of the stories about it. So I have become now part of the statistic that that we've talked about. I've had this experience of being searched. And so I had a cell phone, I had a laptop, and I had a camera. So these are all three things that can have, you know, things stored on them, things that can be searched. And they wanted to search through all of them. And knowing that this is a potential, right, knowing that this can happen at the border, I prepare for this. So I will go, when I go on the trip, I have a sanitized laptop. That's not to say that there's anything illegal on my laptop. It's just
There's private things
that they don't need to know about.
Right.
So I have a sanitized version of the laptop, which is just a Linux install with a couple of web browsers and a, you know, remote desktop connection. So I can connect to my remote studio here and, you know, do things remotely if I need to. And that's all I've got on there. That's it. You know, over the last week, I might have downloaded a few things for, you know, working on a website or whatever, but there was basically nothing on the laptop. On the phone, it's still my phone, but I go through preparation of, like, logging out of things. I'll log out of the Google account, mm-hmm. for instance. So if you were to open up my Gmail, there'd be nothing there. You can't read my instant messages. I've logged out, you know, that kind of thing. So a semi-sanitized phone as well. I didn't think to sanitize the photo, you know, the photos in the camera because there's nothing.
What was in the camera?
Just some pictures of things that I've taken over, you know, over the last year or something like that.
Uh-huh.
Pictures of the dog, pictures of me and Mark at some convention or whatever. So, you know, there was nothing there to really even sanitize. And so, you know, I was prepared for this. So, like, on the way in, basically, on the flight in, when you're still in Mexico. That's when I go ahead and I go, you know, go through this process. And I've been doing this for the last couple of years, knowing that these things happen to people. And knowing that mm-hmm. if it can happen to somebody else, it can happen to me, and it can happen to you.
Right. And as we were discussing earlier before we got on the air, this has happened to a couple of attorneys, and that brings up...
People you know?
Well... At least one attorney that I know, but I know of it happening to other people. And one of the issues with that is that client files for attorneys, the government can't look at those. You can't even
there's
get
privilege.
You can't. There's privilege. There's attorney-client privilege. You can't even get a subpoena,
mm-hmm.
Except in very, very particular circumstances. So I don't think that one has been settled yet. But the
is
attorney,
there a suit on that?
I'm not sure. There probably is.
Because here's the problem: what if they're looking through your device without you present?
Uh-huh.
Because that's what happened to me. It happened twice. What happened to me was two searches of the same device.
Uh-huh.
So first the uniformed bureaucrat searches through them, and I said to him, I'd like to watch you conduct the search. And he was like, that's fine. No problem.
And so, he did it without you?
No.
Oh,
he
okay.
let me watch. He said it was fine. So I watched him conduct the search, and, you know, he's going through the phone, and I'm watching him do what he does. He got my IMEI number, which is the unique number that is associated with the phone, and I think he got the serial number off the phone as well. Got my model number and the serial number of the laptop that I had, and, you know, was going through these devices and looking around for photographs. It's clear that's what he was looking for. And, you know, I presume they were looking for child pornography because that they raided this studio 3 years ago mm-hmm. looking for the same thing and, you know, confiscated 50 devices from the studio.
And found nothing.
Found nothing.
How about that?
Haven't charged anyone with anything. And I swear, I can't say for sure, but at one point I heard him talking with his manager in the manager's office because he kept, like, going into the manager's office and consulting with him. And I swear I heard them say something about child porn.
Ugh.
Coming out of there.
So frustrating.
So... the initial search, they didn't find anything. So he says to me, after more waiting, so after an hour and a half, he says, you're free to go. But then I ended up staying for another hour and a half. I'll tell you what happened coming up.
Ah.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding, unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze, containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
U.S.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Speaking today at the White House, President Trump updates us on the latest trade negotiations with China.
We'll see what happens. I can only say that the talks with China on trade have gone very, very well. In the meantime, our economy is very strong. We're doing well. I don't know if you noticed, but deficits seem to be coming down. And last month it was reported and everybody was surprised, but I wasn't surprised. We're taking in a lot of money coming into our treasury from tariffs, from various things, including the steel dumping. And our steel companies are doing really well, aluminum companies also.
The president also signs a directive to establish a U.S. Space Force. And Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg made her first appearance at a Supreme Court hearing following her cancer in December. The 85-year-old Ginsburg had been working from home while she recovers from the operation. This is USA Radio News.
Money! 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 Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Dial toll free to join us here. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've also got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms. And that's where you can call in and sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us. We're going to get to one of those calls coming up here in a moment because we're talking about customs and border protection and your rights, which they'll say don't exist at the border. And I think that's unfortunate. But yet, that is the current status quo. The Electronic Frontier Foundation, however, is challenging these what they say are unconstitutional searches of electronic devices. I've got a detailed article about that. I don't know if we're going to get into it tonight, but it's very, very interesting what their case is. You know, basically saying it's one thing to search a bag. It's another thing to go through someone's phone because it's not just clothes and, you know, a bag of nuts or whatever it is that's in the bags. Simple stuff. This is their entire livelihood in a lot of cases. Mm-hmm. This is like, you know, all their emails. This is, you know, this is photos in the thousands in some cases. There's so much information there, and they've got a bunch of different arguments. So we can get into that if we've got time. It's Ian here with you.
I'm Laurel.
Laurel, you're an immigration attorney.
Yes.
Now, as you pointed out earlier, you don't deal with this necessarily, this aspect.
Right. This is the U.S. citizen, yeah, and whether they can search you. It's a different stuff.
Right, but it is still something that a lot of people encounter, a mm-hmm. shocking number of people, 29,000 people, according to thehill.com in an article published in December of last year, so fairly recent, looking at numbers from 2017. So we don't have the numbers from 2018 yet, so comparing 2016 to 2017 and the number of devices that were searched, 29,000 of them searched in 2017, up from 18,400 in 2016. So it's gone up dramatically, and they're doing it because they can, because there's nothing that has stopped them from doing it yet. And in my case, they did it twice. So after waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting in this just dreary, typical, like, institutional room, and for people that have been in, you know, like a jail intake area, it's very much like that.
Or just a DMV. Feels like a jail intake sometimes.
Well, I mean, the waiting was similar as it would be with a DMV, except there was no line.
Ah,
so
right.
It would be even worse to be in this area at noon, because I was there at 5:30. And by the time I walked out, it was 3 hours later. It was like 8:34 or something like that when I walked out. And by that time, the main room with the kiosks that you check back in when you're coming back into the United States, that was packed. And when I walked in there, it was empty at 5:30. There was no one there. So I literally walked right up to the first window or whatever with the customs bureaucrat at it.
I've had clients tell me they were there for 8 hours.
Just waiting in the line?
Well, everything all together, including the questioning.
My God.
Yeah.
I mean, that is brutal. So that was just a regular encounter.
Uh-huh.
Now imagine being in my situation where it took me 3 hours with a full room of people. This room was nearly empty. There was maybe five other people in the room that could seat about 50. So anyway, they go through my electronic devices in front of me, which was what I requested, and he had no problem with doing that, Officer Uzi, in this particular case. And so I sit back down, and I'm waiting, and then finally Officer Uzi calls me back up, and he says, all right, well, you're free to go. Gives me my stuff back. Got it all packed up. I start to head out. And then there's a bureaucrat from Customs right outside the door, and you've got to, like, show him your paperwork so he knows that you can leave or something like that. And I'm about to do that, and he says, hold on. And then while I'm holding on, the other bureaucrat bellows for me to come back into the room, so I'm ordered back in. And then they're like, have a seat once again. And so now they're waiting for somebody else to release me, apparently. So apparently I wasn't free to go, even though I was told I was free to go. And
should have run. You should have run.
That usually is a bad plan. And I do not follow this attorney's advice in that particular case. That's not good advice. And by the way, every single bureaucrat here was armed, so you wouldn't have gotten far. And so I'm waiting and I'm waiting and I'm waiting. And then, and around, you know, this whole time, there's been these two men who are not uniformed, who've been kind of milling about. And so finally, these two men zero in on me and they want to look through the devices. So these are guys with like a badge kind of hanging around a chain around their necks.
Uh-huh.
So they look more like a cop, like a plainclothes cop. So
right.
The other ones were like uniformed bureaucrat. With customs, they're all customs. They're all customs agents, customs officers. And I specifically asked later on for their names, by the way. So I got a few of their names, but not all of them. Anyway, so these two plainclothes officers who seemed to know more about, like, what they were doing as far as conducting an electronic search was concerned. So they clearly, like, brought in some more professional experts on the matter. They wanted to go through the electronic devices as well. They said, put in your password. I'm like, well, I'll get you into the device. Or then I said, I'll get you into the device. I'm like, well, we want your password. I'm like, well, I don't want to give you my password. I'm willing to remove the password from the phone for you so you can just get into it. Because when you are faced with this situation, you basically have two choices from the research that I've done on this, from the discussions we've had over the years, is you can either give them access and let them do the search, or you can refuse. If you refuse, they will likely confiscate your device, and then good luck getting it back. It's probably going to be gone forever, or for enough months to where it will be worthless after that, right? Because like the 50 devices they've taken from this house, the FBI in that case took from this studio 3 years ago, they haven't been returned. And if they ever do come back in another couple of years or whatever, they're not going to be that, you know, they're not going to be worth anything or not worth much because these are electronics we're talking about.
Yeah.
You know, they're constantly being devalued in the marketplace. So do you want to keep your cell phone? If so, you got to let them in. Otherwise, they're just going to snatch it, and then they're going to, I guess, send you on their way once they're finally done with you, which they may extend your detention even longer just because they can, right? Oh, you didn't give us the device? Well, now you can sit there and wait all day.
Uh-huh.
Right. So that's why I was saying I sanitize the devices as much as I can.
So that you can give them access.
So I can give them access, and there's not much that they can see. They can't get into my emails. I've logged out of those things. So like, all right, fine, here you go. And I said to them, look, I don't know you. And the guy was like, well, yeah, we don't know you either. And he acted like he understood that. But then they start to walk away, and I'm like, whoa, hey. I'd like to watch you go through this, please. I'd like to observe whatever search it is that you're going to conduct. And then he said something, just sort of had this blow-off line about, well, we gave you a piece of paper that explained this is our right as Border Patrol. This is our, you know, we can do this, basically. And they walked off with my laptop and my cell phone.
So they can do it because they said they can do it.
Right.
That's how it works with the government. Yeah.
And I protested again. I was like, I would like to watch this happen. And they didn't care. They went away into some other room, spent at least probably a half hour, maybe even longer, searching through the phone. I know they didn't search the laptop again because it's a Linux. The laptop's encrypted. The hard drive's encrypted, and you have to put a password in to get into it. So I don't think they did anything with that because they didn't come back out and ask me for the laptop password. So they could have only really gone through the phone and the camera, which was strange.
Huh.
So
they're looking for pictures.
They're looking for pictures, but they obviously
but not
didn't
on
look
the
on
computer.
The laptop for whatever reason.
Mm-hmm.
So they come back out, or one of them comes back out. He hands over the devices to Officer Uzi again, and then they tell me, I'm free to go.
Were you free that time?
And you know, actually, I asked them, am I free to go? And they said, yes, you are. And so I said, well, I'd like to get the names of the officers who conducted these searches. And she says, well, you know, my name's Uzi because it's there on his patch, so that was obvious. And then the other supervisor gave me his name, and, of course, I asked what his first name is because bureaucrats hate it when you ask them their first names. He refused to give me his first name, and he refused initially to give me the names of the plainclothes officers who had conducted the second search. So I pressed him on it, and he finally relented and gave me the name of one of the two officers, and then he acted like he didn't know who the second officer was. So I wrote that information down, contacted the Electronic Frontier Foundation, who is currently in the midst of a lawsuit against CBP for this very particular thing that they're doing. You know, I don't know if I'll be able to help them with their suit, but I figure they might want to know just in case because they got 11 plaintiffs in that particular suit. We can tell you more about that coming up here. But if you want to comment, you're welcome to join us here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. So there you go, 3 hours in detention this morning at JFK Airport. More coming up on Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
Pick up 2 tubes of Dogasuds.
Get the 3rd tube free.
Peppermint, tea tree, lavender, Dogasud shampoo.
Made with all-natural coconut, jojoba, aloe. Great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
But no itchy, harsh chemicals.
Lather up, rinse away.
Try Dogasuds. Buy 2, get 1 free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Are you a cryptocurrency advocate? The Crypto Tip is the ideal outreach tool to help new people discover cryptocurrency. It's a printable business card-sized tip that you can give to service providers, preferably in addition to a good cash tip. When the server scans the QR code, it'll bring up an explanation of cryptocurrency, how to install a wallet, and allow them to claim the tip. If they don't claim the crypto, you get your tip refunded to you after a time period you specify. Plus, if they do claim the tip, you get an email alert. Create as many tips as you want at CryptoTip.org. That's CryptoTip.org.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free to bring up what you want. Our number here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And we've got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. With you tonight, it's Ian.
I'm Laurel.
Talking about the Customs and Border Protection, basically completely useless bureaucracy that is pointless. It was so tempting to just harangue these people, but I just kept quiet.
That's probably a good idea. That's what I would have told you.
Yeah, for the most part. I mean, obviously I've heard you have to answer their questions generally, but you said you're not sure about that.
I'm not sure, but I would recommend it as long as the questions are simple. Answer them, give a simple answer.
Right. I would only answer them if it had to do with the trip and my identity.
Yeah.
If it was something outside of that, that's outside of their purview. They only are there purportedly to determine whether I am the person I say I am and I came from the place where I say I came from.
Yeah. If they start asking you crazy questions,
Yeah. So those are the only kinds of questions they ask. And they didn't really ask that many questions. They just wanted to search my stuff.
My general advice to people, there's people who have a tendency to over-explain and say too much.
Mm-hmm.
And
so
I always say, think about what the question is that's being asked. Answer the question, but only answer the question.
Right.
And don't add anything. Don't elaborate. Don't explain.
Correct.
Answer the question and then shut up.
That's good advice, period, when dealing with any government bureaucrat, whether they are Customs and Border Protection or the local cops.
Mm-hmm.
And Laurel is an attorney, so she can give legal advice.
Yes.
So keep that in mind. That's good advice there. So our toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. Just a couple other observations from my 3 hours and detention at Customs. Again, I was the only person that was being searched there, so that was not an area designed for search. They just took me back to a table somewhere where they, did a search. And this area was about harassing, immigrants who didn't have their paperwork, filed correctly or whatever. It's just a pointless bureaucracy with a pointless existence. And these bureaucrats in there, their attitude was, like your typical buddy bureaucrat attitude. They're like high-fiving each other coming in. They're telling stories about all the money that they're spending on fancy dinners and all kinds of just, just garbage that they're just chattering away about as they stand around and ruin people's lives was kind of the attitude that, that these people had in there.
I don't know that CBP ruins people's lives.
How about that lady from Ghana who...
we don't know her whole story.
Doesn't matter. She did. She had come there from Ghana and was sent back home over some kind of paperwork issue.
Right.
So, I mean, they didn't say you're a criminal. They would have put her in handcuffs if she were a criminal. They just sent her home. And
they wouldn't have arrested her if let's say she had criminal history.
Somebody came in handcuffs.
Okay.
There was an Asian woman who was walked in there in handcuffs. Again,
fair
I don't
enough.
Know her story either. I only know the little bits that that I overheard. But
we have a caller about this, though, right?
Yeah, Gene, the Christian anarchist, is on the line. He says he's got a story like this, too. Go ahead, Gene.
Hey, yeah, well, but it's about 18 months ago, coming back from China, and I think it was San Francisco, or it might have been L.A., but they did the same thing to me, but that
really?
Was mainly because I was complaining at the little booth there, you know, where you mm-hmm. go up to the booth and you got to answer the questions. And I was tired, I was wore out from a long trip, and I started complaining about their stupid machine not working properly. You know, where you go in and you're supposed to put your passport in and scan it and all that. I said, the crazy machine didn't even work. I said, why do you have those machines if you're not going to maintain them? And he's complaining about it.
We're going to need you to step over here.
Yeah, he didn't like that. So he pulled me over for secondary.
Okay.
He called another guy over and had me go in for that secondary. And I went back into that room, and there were about a dozen people in there. And they first of all, like you say, they make you sit on the bench and wait about 20 minutes before they even call you up.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they finally called me up, they started asking me some questions. I said, look, I live here. I was born here. I live here. I'm trying to go home. Are you trying to tell me that I can't go back into my own country? And he said, no, we're just asking this and investigating that. And I said, well, look, I said, I've already told you everything I'm going to tell you. I'm not answering any more of your questions.
Mm.
I said, I'm going to sit down, and if you want to know anything else, I'm going to call my attorney, and you can talk to my attorney. I'm not answering your questions. And they'd try to ask me some more questions, and I'd say, that sounds like a question. I said, I just told you I'm not answering any more questions. And then
excellent.
When I was sitting there, in the chairs amongst all the other people, I started talking to them in the window,
mm-hmm.
you know, from about 6 or 8 feet away in a very loud voice, telling them what I thought about how they're becoming a police state and how the whole country is becoming a police state. And everybody in the room is listening to me. You know,
nice.
I'm just letting them have it. I'm ripping them up. And
let me interject. I do not recommend this for other people, but go on. I want to hear. I want to hear how this went.
I really did.
Well, but I was challenging them. I said, here. I said, here I am. I said, here's my hands. Put the cuffs on. Take me away. I said, I don't care if I miss my flight. I'll catch another flight. You're not putting me under any pressure by making me miss my flight.
Mm-hmm.
I said, you either charge me with something. If you got something on me, charge me and arrest me. If you don't have something on me, why aren't you letting me go out that door? And I was, you know, I was doing this for about, you know, every few minutes I would spout up again. And I was in there for a good 2.5 hours.
Mm.
And, you know, I asked for the supervisor during that time, and the supervisor came out. And so the guy is sitting there with his computer keyboard, and he's typing things away in there. And the supervisor is behind him, and I'd talk to him. And then after a while, supervisor says to the guy with the keyboard, he says, well, you got anything on him? He says, well, I got nothing here on this. You know, and I said, see, right, with a very loud voice, I've seen, see there, he says he doesn't have anything on me. Why are you still keeping me here? And, you know, and I said, I'm not cooperating. And they still wanted me to calm down and behave. So finally they pulled my wife in because my wife said, well, if you just tell them this, I said, I'm not telling them anything.
No, wait a minute. Where was your wife this whole time?
Oh, they separated us.
Right. That's what they
did. Yeah, when they first took me back there, they separated us.
Where did they
and
keep
I'd
her?
Even sent, she was just out there by the baggage,
mm-hmm.
and I'd even waiting. Sent her a text message saying, get on the plane and get out of here.
Oh, well, that's the other thing. They've got a no cell phones rule in this particular area.
Right.
I was going to say, I was surprised they let you have your cell phone.
Well, they found out I had it and I was texting. And
Yeah. They'll bellow at everybody as soon as they notice. And that's, you know, there's like at least nine bureaucrats in that room. So it's not long before somebody pulls it. Almost everybody immediately pulls out their phone because that's just what people do these days. They don't notice the signage. And so everybody gets yelled at about it in that room.
So I challenged them and they weren't, you know, they didn't have anything on me. And I was telling them I'm not answering any more questions without my attorney. I told them I'll call my attorney right now if you want me to. And they said, you know, they didn't want me to call to use my phone. And it was just, I was just being very, very unhappy and very loud. And the other people in there were listening to me. And they didn't, I don't think they liked what I was saying. I'm glad they didn't like it. And they just kind of probably wanted to get rid of me after a while.
How long were you detained?
About 2.5 hours, fortunately.
About the same as me, then.
3.5 hour layover, so still made the flight.
Oh, good.
But
wow.
I was fully prepared to miss my flight. I said, you know what? I don't care about whether I make that flight or not.
Yeah. And you have no idea why they detained you. It's probably just because you complained about something, right?
Yeah, and then, you know, they wanted to know where I was, you know, if I went anywhere else besides China and so on and so forth. I think they thought maybe I was, you know, doing some bad, evil dealings over in
right, because China is such an unusual place for Americans to go to.
They always act like you're a suspect. I mean, they just treat you that way in these situations. And
on my flight alone, there were probably 100 Americans coming back from China.
Sure,
exactly.
And mine wasn't random either. I mean, it was clearly not random. The manager or the supervisor in the department kept getting on the phone with somebody. You could hear him in his office dialing numbers and like talking to people.
Mm-hmm.
He was talking about my case clearly because the guy who was Uzi, Officer Uzi, was in there with him at different points. So somebody was telling them, you know, to do this.
But so. I kind of fall back on the guy on YouTube that says don't talk to the cops.
Yep,
and
good
he
advice.
Says now that the only thing you should be saying is where I want to talk to my attorney. So after they asked me several questions and I didn't want to answer anymore, I didn't answer any more questions. I said, I want my attorney. I said, I can pull up his number and we can call him. And, you know, once they heard that, they didn't want to.
Well, that's a good example then, Gene, because we were wondering earlier. I mean, both of us were wondering, Laurel, whether or not you could avoid, answering these questions by customs. And it sounded like you did avoid most of them. Which ones did you answer?
You always avoid answering a question just by saying, no, I ain't going to answer the question.
Right.
You don't need a legal precedence to say I'm not answering your stupid question.
By the way, that will work for U.S. citizens. It's not going to work for foreign nationals. They'll get put back on the plane. Okay, you're not answering the questions. Fine, back on the plane.
Right, good point. Gene, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Again, because they have total control over that checkpoint. And it's not technically the United States yet, so they don't consider your rights having applied.
U.S. citizens have a right to enter foreign national dump.
We're coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Number one international best-selling author, Matthew David Hurtado's pain was simple. Lyme disease bankrupted him in 2009, watching bankers take everything from his family after building a seven-figure business from his couch. God called him to ministry to teach prosperity based on pain he could not tolerate in others' lives. IRS, creditors, car loans, debt. It's the Babylonian system, and you have to escape it before it's too late. Haven't you ever wanted to wake up from this nightmare? Matthew David's free quick study guide shows you what to do today to build lasting wealth in any economy. His discovery he made? It's all consciousness. Get Matthew's seven-figure quick study guide for clarity, certainty, and a proven strategy to build wealth once and for all. Visit EscapeRightNow.com. Do it now. It's free. EscapeRightNow.com. For a prosperous future ahead with peace of mind, EscapeRightNow.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.